The potential construction on a foodland site in the township of Wellington North has hit a hitch. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The proposed development was discussed at a special meeting of council following the Canada Day long weekend. Per a report in anticipation of this development, council allocated $525,500 as the township's contribution towards the installation of a signalized intersection at Main Street North and Mount Forest Drive. $123,000 to be collected from Canadian Tire and $402,500 of township funds. The owner provided a total cost estimate to construct the intersection of $928,000. Now the developers, Crombie Property Holdings, were seeking a cost-sharing agreement, looking for over $600,000 each from both them and the township. Council, however, was more than hesitant about this proposed agreement. Councillor Sherry Burke, for one, was hard set against the idea, claiming she needs to look out for the best interest of the township's taxpayers.
I believe that the cost of doing business continues to increase. We see it every day with our projects, and I don't support spending any more money, as Councillor McCabe has alluded to. It comes from our taxpayers, and it's the price of doing business.
Despite most council members concurring with Burke's aversion to the development, Mayor Andy Lennox says he's not giving up yet on making something work with the developers.
So council at this stage has decided not to make an additional contribution. I don't know where that leaves you guys, but certainly our door remains open as this project moves forward. We certainly like to see it move forward, and I hope we can make this work and get on with it as it's in everybody's interest to do so.
The total presented to council was, according to the developer, the lowest figure for the approved design. Crombie says they will have to reevaluate now that council has opposed the increase up from $400,000. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.